come on here today and just share with you some words of encouragement. I recently heard a message in regards to our minds and how powerful our minds are. And it was something that really impacted my life because I was a person who always struggled with my mind, my thoughts, doubts, fears, always in my head, as someone would say, you know, overthinking everything. That was my past. And, you know, this preacher that I have been listening to recently brought this message, and it was so powerful to hear because it reminded me that it is all in our minds. It's all in our thoughts and how we perceive things. And it starts with our mind. And if the enemy can alter our thoughts, we ourselves start to slowly bring destruction to ourselves, starting with our minds. And so I want to pray over you all today because I know and understand that this is a time where a lot of you are going through mental battles, you know, battles in your minds with your thoughts. And that is straight the devil. And I rebuke him in the name of Jesus, all his unclean spirits that are trying to come in your life to separate you from your destiny in Christ Jesus. And I want to declare over your life that your mind will be set free in the name of Jesus. And that God will renew your mind in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came down to earth as flesh in order to lead the way, make the path for righteousness, make the path for us to be redeemed, make the path for us to be saved. And it's only through Jesus Christ, who laid his life on the cross of Calvary, gave up his life, shed his blood, took up all the pain, all the sorrow, all the sins, all the sicknesses, carried it on that cross, so that today we do not have to deal with any of that, so that we can be set free from all of that, so that we can be healed, so that we can live a life in righteousness, and that we can live a life of peace and joy and with purpose in God through Christ Jesus. And so Jesus Christ is the one that we all need to accept in our lives, that's including you, so that he can come into your heart. You have to open the door of your heart so that Jesus Christ can come in, and so that he can begin to transform from the inside out, because it is from your heart that begins everything. All evil and wickedness is in our hearts. It's in the heart of the human kind, the human person, of all of us. And through Jesus Christ is how we can let go of our past, ask God for forgiveness of all of our sins, which means repentance. Truly repent before God. Leave the past behind. And we can start to walk in our destiny with Christ, through Christ, and because of Christ. And so therefore, I'm going to pray over your life today, because it all starts in our minds. And I pray that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, will visit you today. God Almighty present with you today, so that he can give you the understanding that you were made in his image, in their image, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because it was all there at the time. Before you were even born, you are predestined for today. And so I pray that the Lord will help you understand that you are made in his image. You are a child of God. You are God's creation. You are made with a purpose. You have a destiny, a mission that God already has established for you in your life. That you are not alone. That you are worthy. That you have someone that loves you unconditionally, no matter what you do. And that you will be able to not think of yourself as destruction, not think of yourself as unworthy, not think of yourself as if you are alone, not think of yourself as it is all over, because it's not. And I'm here today by the grace of God to let you know that the devil is a liar and he will not have power over your life. Because your life belongs to God. Just give it to Jesus Christ today. And he will lead you to righteousness, to peace, to joy, to happiness, to his unconditional love, to your purpose in your life that God has already prepared for you. And so right now I pray, Father God, Heavenly Father, God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth and everything that abides in it, including us, were made in your image and your likeness for your glory, for the kingdom of heaven. God, Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, I welcome you in this moment in time to all of those that are listening, to wherever they are, Father God, and that you will visit them, God, omnipresent, omnipotent God, that you will be there today, right now, wherever they are, you visit them, Father God. And that they will be able to feel your presence, feel your unconditional love, and feel your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. I pray right now, God, that each person that is listening will open up their hearts to you, will open up their hearts, open the door of their hearts so that Jesus can enter into their heart, into their life, and that you, Father God, will begin to renew their mind. Father God, that their mind, Father God, will begin, Father God, to be renewed in the name of Jesus. That all doubt, Father God, is casted out in the name of Jesus. That all lies, Father God, they are casted out in the name of Jesus. Father God, that all false prophecy, all false doctrines, Father God, they are casted out in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, that they will be able to overcome their mind through Jesus Christ, that each person that is listening today, they will be able to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior today, Father God, that they be able to see the love of Jesus Christ through me, your vessel, Father God, your servant, oh God, your child as well, here being obedient, Father God, to you, Father God, because you have called us all to go out, preach the gospel, and make disciples. And so I'm here today to continue that mission that you have called upon me, Father God, one of many that you have called upon me, Father God. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that these minds are being set free in the name of Jesus Christ, because your word says that through Jesus Christ, we will be able to set free captives and cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And I declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that their minds will be set free in the name of Jesus, that any devil, any demon, any evil spirit that is keeping their mind captive will be, I bound them and cast them out in the name of Jesus, even though I'm not physically there. I am in the Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will begin to move, because the Holy Spirit is everywhere at all times. And even though I'm not physically there, I am connected with the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God is the one who does the work. And so I declare right now that your mind is set free.
that you'll be able to overcome your thoughts, be able to overcome your mind, and begin to understand God, God's purpose in you, who you are in Christ, your identity in God, and that you are a child of God, our Heavenly Father, and that you have access to all the blessings of a father. You just have to accept His Son, Jesus Christ, today. And I pray that you will open your heart to God. You will open your door of your heart to Jesus Christ for Him to be able to come in and begin to transform you. Thank you, Father God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for today, for this word. This word, Father God, that is so powerful. Because I know that once these minds are released, once they are set free in the name of Jesus, they'll be able to think clearly, walk in the path of righteousness, understanding that they were made for greatness, that they were made in the image of God Himself, that we are valuable and we are worthy in the eyes of God. No matter what your sin is, God loves you unconditionally. There's nothing that you can and cannot do for God's love to change for you. And with this, I leave you today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And He wants to transform your life. He wants to save you. Just open up your heart to Him today. Thank you for listening. And I declare all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Have a wonderful, blessed Monday and a great week for you and your family. May the peace of God be with you.